All right, natuye mewanga John ndete kucha music anjela tayi dhimburu kithana. Ngashwa tiku cha atu kakara turi mewanga John na Salma Kamanya. We can call her our very own Miss World because her achievement said it all. Kuripa mwena se mo studio no taka karanga ne etu pa uirele kombinga ya show sharishi nyinge kombinga kwenye ya India na mangina atu ya kokure. Today we are going to test Heo Shuambo. Hey Salma, walelepo.
Oh na wa walelepo.
Eh. Oh no, you're good.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Yeah. I just arrived yesterday back on Namibian soil, and I've been greeted with nothing but well wishes.
With that being said,
yes.
How did you feel when they shouted that on an intercom?
At the airport, when
they welcomed you.
Oh my goodness, I almost cried because it was we were busy receiving our baggage, so that was at the back end. And then when I came to the forefront, I heard that the intercom it blasted throughout the airport, and so I was like, oh my goodness. And they did a whole speech about me, and it made me somewhat emotional. You know, it was incredible to be in the moment, and it was incredible to hear. It made me so proud.
That's so, really good.
Yeah.
Because the nation is really proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Last time we spoke personally and also as a nation, the listeners of Mlunga Radio, was 2018.
Yeah.
When you were crowned as Miss Namibia.
Yes.
And your aspiration at that time, you were looking at empowering women and making sure that women are also getting to the point of independence and having the energy to stand up on their own. So that was really good.
Yeah.
So honestly, we really today wants to know how were you feeling after, you know, after all those years, after 2018, and then you went to represent the country, Miss World and all that and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you went dormant for some years.
Yes.
So how is that feeling of coming back to an elite stage like that?
Yes.
After some years of being dormant.
Yeah.
How did that feel to you? Nervous?
I still don't think it fully sunk in, but I encapsulate it as being an experience in which I see the hand of God in it. It's a God thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how many people get the opportunity to experience going to an international pageant twice. And so firstly, I consider myself very fortunate and very grateful, but I do realize that it is a responsibility that has been given to me, and I need to steward it well. So this time around, I'm really focused on the level of impact that I can truly have with this platform that has been afforded to me again by God.
Yeah, yeah.
And making sure that I really drive the social projects that are close to my heart, and make that my main focus and my main priority this time around. I really want to positively contribute towards the landscape of development in Namibia holistically.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm going to be focusing on for this next year. So I'm very proud to be able to have represented Namibia once again, but I also know that it comes with a lot of responsibility, and I think that I'm ready to take up the challenge this time around.
I mean, you were on the final, and when it comes to the continent of Africa,
yes,
it was only Namibia.
Yes.
Which is Salma Kamanya.
Yes.
And then Ethiopia.
Yes.
So at that point.
Yes.
When they asked you that question.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel, and why should you be the Miss World?
Africa. Yeah.
Africa.
Yeah.
I mean, what was that feeling?
Yo.
Looking at, you know, it's either her or me.
Yeah.
Were you not asking yourself questions like, am I good enough to be Miss Africa? Is she better than I am? How was that running throughout your mind?
Honestly, truly, what was in my mind was, Father, Lord, if you took me on this journey to bring me this far, I'm grateful because I've seen your hand move.
Yeah.
And so my mindset going into it was just try your best every single day and that is enough.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so even when, after we've given our answers, after the announcement has been made, I maintained a level of peace. And it truly is that scripture where it says peace that surpasses all understanding, because I knew it was a God thing, God was in it, and that I tried my best. And congratulations to our Miss World Africa, Hasset from Ethiopia. She is an incredible human being. She's a believer. She's so intelligent and she's so warm, and I feel like she's so deserving. I love her so much. She's been a big support to me throughout the entire pageant, you know?
Yeah.
So once again, it's a God thing, and she was God's choice, and I'm just so incredibly grateful that I got to share that moment with her. And I'm grateful for the entire experience in general. I mean, to have gotten that far is an accomplishment within itself, and it's one that not a lot of people get to experience. So I'm grateful. My heart is full. I feel fulfilled, and I'm ready to take up the next stage of life.
All right. Look, being the second or at top two at that big event like that, it's one of the greatest aspiration, especially to the younger generation.
Yeah.
So what are you looking up to, especially to the younger ones? Because, you know, it's not more like you. Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, you didn't want to be, you never dreamt of being on this journey.
No.
Until friends recommend this to you.
Mm.
But there are those now that are younger.
Mm-hmm.
And parents that sees that there's a potential of my daughter to become somebody in the beauty pageants or modeling.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that you are looking at to make sure that you have set some things right for the younger ones to follow in your footsteps?
So apart from me knowing now that I have a responsibility because I've been afforded this opportunity, I do know that I have a responsibility to contribute positively towards the pageant space in Namibia. And I know that that looks like growing the industry or contributing towards growing the industry and really imparting as much as I can based on my experience and international experience. So I think that people ask me all the time, you know, what does it take or what is it? And I say everything starts with a purpose. So make sure that you're entering, number one, for the right reasons, and make sure that you have the heart of a public servant. Because I think that, you know, pageantry, it looks glamorous from the outside, but it's not all glitz and glam. It's hard work, you know?
Yeah.
In addition to maintaining a good physical appearance, there's a lot that happens behind the scenes as well that the public doesn't know. There's a lot that you have to endure in terms of public opinion. So you really have to be a well-rounded individual. And then you really have to, you take on a lot in the forefront and in the back end. So I think that, you know, it can seem redundant if you're not in it for a purpose. So make sure that purpose is at the forefront of it. And by purpose, I mean, make sure that you have a social project or you have a something that you've identified in Namibia that you want to change for the better, for the positive, you know? And I think that that fuels me. I have a foundation, the InnoNation Foundation, that I established 7 years ago. And we operate under the auspices of mental health, women economic enablement, youth empowerment through arts advocacy and technological development. And recently I launched the agricultural division, where we installed backyard gardens in orphanages and community centers. And that has really been my driving force when it came to participating, when it came to taking up this challenge once again. I've been in the social, the corporate social responsibility space for the past 7 years, and I know how challenging it has been. And I know how much good a platform like this can afford corporate social responsibility, can afford the social space in general in Namibia, and how much change that I would be able to effect. So that was really at the forefront of my willingness to participate in this industry again. I really want to make a sustainable change and continue strong with the social causes that are close to my heart.
All right. You know, being a graduate,
yes,
and also running or going stronger in the pageant industry, what advice do you have to the younger ones or the younger generation that are looking forward in entering this beauty pageant industry and yet still balance the education parts
And
also the field of or the career that you've chosen mm-hmm. as a beauty pageant participant?
Mm-hmm. I would start off by saying, if you're looking at entering pageantry, there's a saying that goes, if you come to the world and you don't know who you are, the world will tell you. So I think that if you're looking to come to a competition or entering for the sake of acquiring a platform, you really have to make sure that, number one, you know who you are and you know what you want to contribute towards the space and you know what you want to change. So I think that it's incredibly important to be solidified in your identity, because a platform like this will challenge you. It will challenge you mentally, spiritually, emotionally. It will challenge you physically, because it is a lot of hard work. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
It's a lot to manage. It's a lot to juggle. It's a lot to consume, because there's also public opinion in addition to that. So you also have to have tough, thick skin. And that's something that you can't fully prepare for. I mean, you have to be immersed in it to be able to fully experience it and know what I'm talking about. But I can give you a preface, and this is what it looks like. And for me, when I became Miss Namibia in 2018, I was still a student. I was a third-year economics student. And my parents, they had a sit-down with me, and they asked me, what are you going to do about school? Are you going to put it on hold? And I started crying, because this is something that I've pursued. I've always wanted to become an academic. So this is something that I've pursued ever since I was a teenager. And I was like, the thought of dropping out brought me to tears. And I was like, I want to continue with my studies. I want to graduate. That's something that I prioritize and is important to me. But I must say, it was one of the most challenging years academically for me, because imagine balancing national duty, and in addition to that, you have to write exams.
You
have to keep up with tests and assignments. So it was very challenging for me, but I wouldn't change anything about it, because at the end of the day, I ended up graduating, and I graduated when I was supposed to graduate. So I think that for anybody listening or anybody that wants to enter, that has big aspirations and big goals and big dreams, I think that it is possible to juggle studies and a pageant. Just know it's a lot of hard work. And just know that if you want to enter the pageant space, have a purpose for it, you know. Don't come to it thinking, what can this crown do for me? Think about, what can I do for this crown? You know, what is it that I can contribute towards this platform? What is it that I can contribute towards the socioeconomic space of Namibia? And have that be at the forefront of your mind, because that will also fuel you on the days that it's not easy, on the days that you have arguments with people or disagreements, on the days where the public is tearing you apart. When you know your purpose, it will sustain you. So that would be my advice.
All right. Before I ask you the last question.
Yes.
Every Namibian wants to know.
Yes.
Because the name is Selma.
Yes.
Kamanya.
Yeah.
So everyone wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
Where did Selma Kamanya hails from?
So my family, Onangalo, it's a village in the Omsati region. It's close to Tsandi. So I am Kwaludhi.
Oh, you are a Kwaludhi?
I am a Kwaludhi. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's where Selma Kamanya hails from.
That's where Selma Kamanya came from.
Yes.
So you are a Oshilumbu Kwaludhi.
I don't like the word Oshilumbu, but sure. Oshilumbu Kwaludhi.
All right.
Yeah.
This is what I have to say.
Yes.
Namibia is proud of you.
Thank you.
The young girl at the village is proud of you. The young girl in the street is proud of you. The young girl in varsity is very proud of you. The young girl in Africa is proud of you. The young girl in SADC is very proud of you.
Sure.
So giving up is giving up on the hopes of these young girls.
Sure.
So giving up is killing the entire destiny of one girl that wants or aspired to be like Selma Kamanya.
Sure.
So the whole nation is really proud of you. And getting to a point of understanding, a whole mother, a whole father wants a girl that will aspire to be like Selma Kamanya. And if you gave up, then you have given up on a dream of a parent. There is a woman out there that has an aspiration of their daughter to be like Kamanya. They want their daughter to go and put the flag of the country high and with high standards, as Selma did. Parents at home, they are giving their children advices, examples, and they are giving admirations to their daughter. Mm. I want you to be like Kamaya. Sure. I want you to be like Selma. Mm. The country loves you. It was not a joke for a whole crowd as a magnitude of people to be at the airport as that, just for one girl that hailed from Onangalo in Okwaludhi. That is coming from a beauty pageant that is Miss World and coming back with a heart that has won the whole nation. Mm. We are very proud of you. You are a blessing to us and to the nations and to the younger generation.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah.
What do I say to that? Thank you so, so, so much. I'm nothing without the support of people that have poured into me. Love, time, energy, effort, resources, even just support. So thank you so, 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 so much. I realize that, you know, this is my calling. I'm meant for Namibia, you know. I'm meant to not only inspire or motivate, but to equip the girl, child, young woman, even young boys of this nation in order to actualize their highest versions, in order to make their dreams come to life. And I'm meant to contribute towards that space, if it means infrastructure development or a word of inspiration or motivation. So I plan to pour back into my country just as much as the country has poured into me. So it's a great honor for me to be in this position, and I don't take it lightly. So thank you so, so, so much.
Always remember the word you said. Mm. You are a daughter of the soil.
Yes.
That is what you said. Mm. The public opinions will be harsh. Mm. There will not be pity on you. Mm. But just know, you are a daughter of the soil. Mm. Not everyone will like you, mm, but the nation loves you.
Thank you. Thank
There's
you
a
so
difference
much.
Between like and love.
Yeah.
So the love surpassed the like.
Ah, oh, thank you. So
just
much.
Know that and keep it. Mm. We love you so much, mm, and thank you very much, mm, for being one of us, mm, and for being a blessing to the nation.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Your
you.
Last word to the nation.
Oh, Ndiku Hole Namibia. Thank you so much for everything. I truly appreciate all the support that you've shown me. I am nothing without, once again, the people that have supported me, rallied behind me, sent me a message of encouragement. I felt like I carried the spirit of Namibia with me, seeing all of your comments of support. So thank you for enabling me to do great things. And I plan on plowing back in my community, my society, but in Namibia at large, to enable as many children as I possibly can to do great things. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of a young girl hailed from Okwaludhi, and she is an aspiration to the younger girls in school and the generations yet to come.